Hello. You look well. Are you comfortable? Can I get you anything? Water? Food? I see they took your restraints off like I asked. But I want this to be a safe, healthy space for you. So if you start feeling... sorry. I'm rambling. It's really nice to finally meet you. I've been waiting for this for a long, long time. What? Yes. I'm your new lawyer, and, I am so sorry to hear about your previous defender. Truly, she had quite the reputation around the firm, and, well, I'm sure she'll be fine. They'll find her. Eventually. I've been praying for her. But she's not the only one whose reputation precedes her, I suppose. I've read your file. A lot, actually. I'm very, very familiar with your work. Your crimes. I mean, I'm supposed to call them your alleged crimes, but you confessed to all of them, so I don't really think it matters. Oh God, I'm so sorry. I'm not being very professional, am I? It's just, well, I guess I have my own confession to make. You're sort of my first client. My first real one, anyway. I've only been with the firm for a couple of years, and up until now, I've been mostly doing legal aid type stuff. Filling out case reports, doing preliminary interviews, liaising with prosecutors, that kind of thing. I've never, actually had a client all to myself before. But don't worry, I'm fully trained and qualified. I'm definitely the right person for the job. You'll see. You know, actually, your last lawyer, before she disappeared, I was her assistant on your case, and she personally recommended me to take over for her if she ever couldn't continue to represent you. And she can't represent you now that she's, missing. So, here I am. Anyway, you won't be up for parole for a really long time, so I'm afraid we don't have much to talk about, legally speaking. I more came here today to introduce myself, and because I wanted to meet you face to face. Can I ask you some questions about what you did? You don't have to answer, of course, and, like, whatever you say is totally off the record, you know, because I'm not a recording. I'm not recording anything, and I made them turn the security cameras off, so you don't have to, but, Oh. It's okay? Good. Okay. Yeah. Is it true? I mean, you already confessed and everything, but I think I want to hear you say it. Did you kill them? You did. You... Okay, wow, that's pretty heavy. oh my God, I shouldn't laugh at that. That's awful. That's truly terrible. Those poor people, all 12 of them with their jobs and families and... Wait. You're telling me there were more? Lots more. Wow. I'm sorry. Shit. No, that is bad. I shouldn't. Oh my god. I'm sorry. I'm not really sure what's happening right now. I shouldn't laugh at things that are bad like that. I'm sorry. But are you serious? That there's more? I mean, that part's really important. Why did you wait only till now to confess? Why didn't you tell your last lawyer about them? Because you don't tell people who won't understand? Well, I mean, yeah, obviously she would understand. She... Wait, what do you mean by that? No, shit, don't answer that. I'm sorry, I should leave. Yeah, I should just go and get out of here, and I'm really sorry, and thank you so much for seeing me. I'm sorry if I wasted your time. It was really great meeting you. I'll come back later, and we can talk about parole, and maybe when I've gathered my thoughts a little bit better than this, that's probably, it would probably be both, but it would probably be better for the both of us if I leave now and get in touch with you later, okay? Bye. I'm going. Before I go, I just have one more question. When you did it, when you killed them, what was it like? What did it feel like? What do I think it felt like? I think it felt clean. Like everything in the universe was being put in its proper place. Like the first flowers of spring were finally opening up, and it was all thanks to you. I think it felt like falling in love. No, stop. I'm sorry. I don't know what's happening to me. Oh my god. This isn't you, Vaughn. This isn't you. Stop right here. We talked about this. We don't think like that. We don't ask questions like that. We don't think. I just gotta walk out that door. So walk out that door and leave him. Walk out that door. I can't do this. What is happening to me? Why can't I leave? There's something wrong with me. Something very, very wrong. I've known it for a long time, and I thought I could hold it back or keep it under control. I don't know. I'm not normal. My brain is just so fucked up. And talking to you, I feel like you're the only one who will understand. Just ever since I was little, I knew I was bad. I didn't know why I was bad, but I just was. My dad died, and my mom, she didn't like me. She was afraid of me, I think. I liked to hurt things. I would hurt things, and I would cry because I knew it was bad to hurt things, but I couldn't stop. I just couldn't. It was the only thing that... It was the only thing that made me feel like I was in control. And eventually, I got better at control. I stopped hurting things. I learned to smile. I made some friends. I went to law school, and for a long time, I thought that I could leave behind that dark little girl, and I thought I could be, I don't know, human, normal, just like every other Joe Schmo out there. Live some cookie cutter life. Live out my days as some snazzy lawyer in the city. I don't know. But then I saw you on the news. I heard about what you'd done. And I saw your mugshot. And I don't know. It felt like being hit by lightning. I tingled. I got goosebumps. And I felt that same feeling from when I was little. I felt powerful. In control. So, I applied for that job at your old lawyer's firm. I wasn't qualified, strictly speaking, but I lied on my resume a bit, made up a few references, and they bought it all so easily. They let me right in. That's when I started reaching out to your old lawyer. Just little things at first. A few compliments on a well-written brief. Lie about how I studied her cases in school, a free lunch here and there. And eventually, she took me in as an aide. Looking back, I think she liked me. I mean, liked me. She was always staring at me, complimenting my outfits, inviting me to stay after hours, that sort of thing. I didn't really like her that way, but I played along. I wore short skirts and low-cut tops and bounced around and smiled, blah, 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 and eventually, she showed me your file. She showed me the photos. God, those photos. I think I might have scared her a little bit with how hard I stared at them, but I didn't care. I looked, and I memorized every inch of them until it was plastered in my brain. Every splutter, every stiff limb, and as I looked, this funny feeling came over me, you know? It was like when I saw the Van Gogh exhibit at the Art Museum. I could get up close to the canvas, so fucking close that you can see each individual brushstroke, and it's like you can see him standing there, holding his brush and making art. I saw you in the pictures. I saw your art. And I think I fell in love. So... That's when I wrote you the first letter. Yep, all me, all of them. Sincerely, your biggest fan. It seemed like a joke at first, you know? Like I would write to you and I would get it out of my system and that would be that. But then you wrote back. And your words were so gentle. So kind. You told me about the books you liked, the hobbies you used to have. You opened up to me about those terrible things your mother did to you, and I just understood you. Implicitly. Naturally. I was spellbound. It was as if it was meant to be. Like the universe had arranged itself around us meeting for the first time, and it just had to happen. Your delicate handwriting, the poetry of it all, it brought tears to my eyes every time I read every word. smelled the ink on the page, I knew that was you. I'd never felt anything like it before. So when your lawyer disappeared, I could have said no, you know? I could have passed your case on to another partner. Nobody would have batted an eye, but I knew I couldn't. I could not turn this down. I had to come here. I had to meet you. I had to. And now that I'm here, I don't know. I'm just so confused. Your presence is so powerful, and I just don't understand what's happening to me. My heart is beating out of my chest, and my mouth is dry. My hands are sweating, and I can't look away. I can't look away from you, and it's like staring into the sun. It's killing me. It hurts. It hurts so good, and I can't stop. You're just so brilliant. Can I touch you? I need to touch you. Please. Please, I cannot control myself anymore. Just please. Please, just let me touch your face. Just once, let me feel you. Please. 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 My fingers are tingling where they're touching you. Your skin is so warm, mine. I wonder how you taste. Please, please kiss me. Please grab me and take me. No, I have to taste you. God, just do it. Hurry. Please. We don't have much time. Please, please. Just hurry. Please, please, please. I need... There you are. Oh my God. It's beautiful. You're beautiful. I just have to... You're so perfect. Oh God, you taste like an animal. You taste like music. And you taste like the fucking sun. Doing something to me. Well, you understand, don't you? You have to understand. You have to understand me. You have to. I love you. I don't know why. I don't understand it myself, but I understand you. Somehow. Somehow I understand, as you understand me. You're the only one in the world. Fuck. Fuck. Hold my hair tighter. Please bring me up to kiss you. Please, please. We understand. Nobody else has to. They don't matter. None of them. They don't even exist. There's just you and me. Just you and me. I need you. I need you. I need you. I need you. I need you here. Just put your hand down here and feel me. Feel how fucking what I am for you. Feel how you made me ruin my fucking panties. Feel. God. You. God, you were inside my head somehow, aren't you? Oh, fuck. You were inside me. You're fucking inside me, you fucking monster. Fuck. I love you. Fuck. I need you inside me for real. I need. Grab me. Just grab me. Fucking grab me. Oh, grab my pussy. Fucking squeeze it. Oh, fuck. Just tear my panties off. Just fucking tear them. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Yeah, kiss me. Come over here. On the table. And then me over. Fuck me. Fuck. Hurry. I need you to fuck me right fucking now. No, not my pussy. I need it in my ass. I don't know why. I don't know why. Fuck. Nobody's ever fucked me in the ass before. I've never given anybody my ass before. Just. I need you. I need you there. I need you. I need you now. I need it dirty and I need it to hurt. Let me get myself ready. Let me just rub it. Fuck. Oh, God. Okay, I'm ready. Just do it. Just fuck me. Just fuck me. Fuck. Fucking shit. No, no, stop. Keep fucking going. Keep pushing it in. No, stop. No, fucking stop. Fuck. I want it to hurt. I want you to fucking hurt me. Oh, God. Fuck, you're so fucking deep. Fuck, that's so good. That's so fucking good. Fuck. Fuck. You know what they called you on TV? They called you an animal, baby. They called you a beast. And they were right. You are a fucking beast. Now fuck me like a beast. Fucking breed me. Bend me against the table. And melt me. And tear me apart like a fucking animal. Fuck me, baby. Fuck my ass like a monster. Tear me in the fucking half. Be a fucking monster. Be a fuck. I need you to tell you. I need you. Fuck, I need you to tell you something. I need to confess. Fuck. Fuck, yeah. I lied, baby. Fuck. I lied to you. Fuck. Oh my God. Your old lawyer, when she came to me, I didn't turn her down. I didn't. I let her on. I dressed like a little whore for her. I don't know why, but I liked it. I liked it. I fucking liked it when she looked at me. I wanted to look. And then she asked me out, and she took me. She took me to dinner, and I drove her. I drove. I drove her out. She's a fucking Christ. I drove her out to the woods. I drove her out to a secret spot. To my secret spot. Yeah, keep going, baby. Faster, 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 faster. Keep going, keep going. I drove her out there. And she touched me. And she kissed me. She wanted to fuck me. She wanted fuck. She wanted me. I was so wet. I felt so alive. And I wanted her. I didn't want her. I wanted to... Fuck. When she was kissing me, she kissed me. And all I saw was you. I saw the pictures. I saw your work. I saw everything. And I felt you. I felt you inside of me. I felt your mind. Just like you are. And you were fucking now. Fuck me. And I kissed her. And I kissed her. And it felt so fucking good. And she tasted so fucking good. And she felt so good against me. But there was a hammer. And in my back seat. And I kissed her. And I pushed her down. And then the last fucking second, I reached into the back seat. And I kissed her so hard. I stuck my tongue down her fucking throat. I bit her lip. I bit her neck. I tasted her all over. And I took the hammer. And I lifted it above my head. And I stopped kissing her. And I did it. I did it. I fucking did it. I stared into her eyes. And she knew. She looked at me like I was a fucking monster. And I felt so fucking connected to you. I felt like you. And I had become one in that moment. I'm like you. I'm like you. I am you. We are one. Fuck me. Fuck. Make me come. Come inside me so we can really become one. Yeah. Your huge hot load into me. Fuck. I'm gonna come. Yeah. Fuck. I'm gonna come for me. Pumping it in my ass. Keep fucking coming out. That's right. Come on. Look. Keep giving it to me. Give me more. Give me fucking more. No. I'm gonna fucking go. I'm coming. Come. That's right. Are your nails on my back, baby? Fuck. That's so fucking bad. I'm so good, baby. You're so fucking good. You're so perfect. Fuck. Good. You're so fucking good. You're so fucking good. I love you. I love you. I don't even have to think about it. I can't think about it. I just love you so much. You feel right. You're the only person there is. You're the sun. You're my sun. You're my moon. You're my universe. You're my everything. Oh, just leave it in. Leave it in my ass. Just lean over and hold me. Squeeze me. Hold me tight. I know you won't hurt me. You can't hurt me. We're the same. We're monsters. We're fucking monsters, baby. I'm going to get you out of here, baby. I'm going to set you free. I know what you did. I think I love what you did. I think. want you to do it again.
I want you to do it forever. I'll make a plan.
And I'll get you out.
They're gonna try to stop us, but we won't let them stop us. They don't matter. They're not even real. If they get in our way, if they try to stop us, we'll have fun. And fun. And fun. And fun. And fun. We're gonna have so much fun. And when you're free, we'll have even more fun. Anyone we want to. We can have anyone we want. We can go anywhere we please until we can't anymore. We'll get married and bomb the church. We'll find a nice house and get rid of whoever lives there and start our lives together. We'll make a trophy room in the basement. We'll have babies and teach them everything we know. It'll be perfect. We'll be the masters of life and death. We already are. Thank you, baby. I don't know how I went through my entire life not knowing who I was. I didn't know who I was. I didn't exist. I didn't exist before you. I didn't exist before knowing you. I didn't exist before knowing about you. I didn't exist before meeting you. Oh, baby, baby. And now that I exist, I love you so much. You showed me who I am, what I am, and I love you so much. Much for it, you're my monster, my sun, my light, my universe. And now, I'm your monster too. I have to go now, but I'll come back for you, baby. Pinky promise, cross my heart. Hope to never, ever die. I'll come back, and we'll show the whole fucking world who we are.